Well, I mean, like, you know, you could actually take this a little bit further too, you know, knowing that man was going to sin, why, you know, why make mankind?
Yeah.
You know, knowing that it would take Jesus to die. Well, here's the thing. We ask questions like this, you know, because since God is all-knowing, why didn't he just stop making the angels? Why didn't he stop, you know, making mankind and, mm-hmm. you know, knowing that there would be rebellion? When we know that God, with God, everything he does is to bring glory to him, okay? Even the example of Lucifer, the example of his perfect angels who failed, Lucifer, of course, who tried to become God and become an example of how God does not tolerate sin and rebellion. Basically a warning to those with delusions of grandeur here, okay? Like, yes, he knew it would happen. He was not surprised, but it was all to fulfill his plans to demonstrate his love for us. You know, God used the free will of his creation, even open rebellion, you know, to show who he is to everyone. You know, he didn't want robots, you know, he wanted mankind to follow him freely. You know, he even gave that free will a little bit to the, you know, to the angels. I mean, like, well, not a little bit. I mean, like, he gave them free will. But the difference is that they had complete and full knowledge of who God was because they were residing with him in heaven. And yet still,
yeah,
you know, Lucifer is just like, meh, nope, not good enough. I can do better. And that's why he and a third of the angels were thrown out of heaven because they had full knowledge and they still rebelled. And that's why they don't have a chance at redemption, but we as humans do.
You know, and it's pretty crazy because we're not talking about some politician. We're not talking about some celebrity. Yeah. Like, we're talking that he was seeing God, like, actually, not on earth, but, like, in heaven.
In heaven.
Still was like, I will ascend. And it's like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, to think that, wow, it just, it blows the mind. But yet, you know, it just goes to show how far sin will make a person or a being, even like Lucifer, Satan, sink. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know.
And it's the time tested and true, the pride comes before the fall.
Yep.
And I've seen that play out many times in my life through different situations. Unfortunately, maybe even sometimes in my own life where it's like, hey, I got this, this is all about me. And then boom, you know, God's like, nope.
Yeah, God's like, no, you don't got this.